Dear Caro and Corey is proudly brought to you by Red Energy. Most satisfied customers 12 years in a row. Isn't it time you called Red Energy on 131 806?
And that wonderful music signals the start of Dear Caro and Corey. Caro, our weekly dilemma is fascinating this week. I'm sure you'll love it. It's from Mouse. And Mouse says to us, "Hello, Caro and Corey. We are extremely lucky to be on a 3-month caravan trip from Victoria to WA. Great way to meet new folk. Dilemma. You meet a great couple. We could be friends, similar interests. And she mentions reading. And yay, I think. And I say, question, what about Helen Garner? Answer, who? Question to you both. Do we become friends? From Mouse, who says in brackets, I've been a listener from the start of yours and our great journey. Oh, thank you for this lovely, interesting literary dilemma, Mouse.
This is a great dilemma. And we've all been in this situation, Mouse, where we're talking to someone at a party, say you're at a cocktail party, and they might mention a sporting opinion or a political opinion, or you might say you both love films and then you mention a film and they say they hated that film and you think, oh, if you hate that film, I have no interest in talking. But no, Mouse, you have to be more open-minded. How lucky is your caravan friend that she's met you? Because you can now, if she does like reading, if she seriously is a reader, you can introduce her to the joys of Helen Garner. Of course you can be friends. Corey, your thoughts?
Well, if you didn't know who Helen Garner was and you say that you're a reader, I'm immediately suspicious of that. But I do acknowledge that there are different levels of reading and deep diving. For example, my mother was an avid reader, as you all remember. I don't think she had ever read a Helen Garner book, but she's a bit like Julia, loved Dorothy Sayers, adored Georgette Heyer, didn't mind the odd Victoria Holt. That was probably her genre. So I think it's okay to – I don't think your new friend on the camping trip, Mouse, is a fibber, but she probably has a certain level or a certain genre that she's interested in, and she hasn't taken that deep dive into quality Australian literature, and that may be a problem for you.
Is Mouse worried
It would be a problem for me, I have to say.
So you'd be worried that this friend is not your intellectual equal, Corey?
No, that sounds snobby, Caro. I would be worried that we would be having book discussions that she would be
about
seeking.
About Wilbur Smith.
Well, she would be seeking book discussions with me that I would not necessarily be interested in. So then that part of our relationship is just never going to really work. I mean, for example, you and I and our friends and our book club friends, we spend so much time talking about the books that we've read and recommending and passing them on. If Mouse makes a friend with a new friend and she's being recommended books that she doesn't want to read, that's awkward.
I think you have to be more open-minded. Given they like the look of each other in the caravan park or out on the open road in the Nullarbor. What an amazing trip, by the way. 3 months in a caravan from Victoria to WA. What a trip. I'd love to do that.
Look, I've always wanted to be a grey nomad. Heaven knows I qualify.
The problem with propinquity, you know, if you're near someone for a long time and you get to like each other and then you find each other in the real world, back in your normal lives, and oh my dear heavens, we've got nothing in common. But I think in this case you have to be open-minded. And not everybody knows about Helen Garner. My mother, as you know, adores Helen Garner, thinks the first stone is, you know, she agrees in furious agreement with everything Helen Garner wrote in that book, and she loves her. Other people, Mum would have other friends who've never read Helen Garner, and yet Mum's in a book club and she always says their books are very heavy and intellectual and not really her at all, but she loves the people in her book club. So I think you have to be open-minded, and I think the caravan friend, maybe she would love Helen Garner.
Well, maybe she would, but
maybe she would
you
love Joe Chinque's Consolation.
Everybody knows Helen Garner.
Well, this lady or this woman doesn't.
Yeah, okay, well, Mouse, okay, well, as Caro says, have an open mind, become friends, and as I say, just if there's a literary or book discussion, be prepared that you might feel a little disappointed or indeed out of your depth if your friend is talking about romances or cozy crimes or something that you might not be interested in.
Well, remember, you get annoyed with me when I don't like fantasy or any book that has a slight sort of
angel, fairy.
Well, sometimes I do. Like, I mean, I absolutely love Still Life, and there's a bit of
Did you like Devotion by Hannah Kent?
Oh, I don't think I've read that. No, I
don't. The latest one.
Yes, no, I've started it. It was a bit grim and I've just put it aside for a little while.
It's not grim, Potties. It's a really good read.
It starts out grim. But I intend to read Devotion. So I think that you can disagree on genres and other genres you can completely agree on. And friendship is about widening your horizons and broadening your experiences. So why just become friends with someone who you agree on everything? I think
Mouse. Fair point. You need a bit of colour in your life.
Good dilemma, though.
Good dilemma.
I went and had a drink with a friend the other night and everyone was asked to bring a plate. And remember we had that great dilemma at the live podcast about having to make your own vegetable curry. We all had a great laugh about it. Gee, some of these dilemmas are great. And I gather that, you know, things aren't quite back on track either by our friend who asked her friend to the black tie situation.
Oh, have we had an update?
Really? Still unresolved. But somebody then wrote to us and said that she had a situation. I don't know if you remember receiving this email in the last week where she asked, her sister had a wedding and in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, I did read that.
20 people pulled out.
We should do that next week.
20 people pulled out. And all with, I mean, not just COVID. I mean, I guess most of it was COVID, but not all COVID. Now, who pulls out of a wedding in the 2 weeks before a wedding?
We might have to touch on that one next week.
Well, it requires more investigation, I think, Corrie. Anyway.
That's Caro and Corrie for another week.
Give her a chance, Mouse.
Please don't forget, everybody, to send us your moral dilemma, something that might be concerning you, matters of etiquette, just anything, the curiosities of life, something might be concerning you, and send it to feedback@don'tshootpod.com.au.
This podcast is proudly supported by Red Energy, most satisfied customers 12 years in a row, Prince Wine Store, and the Bendigo Art Gallery, presenting Elvis direct from Graceland. Created in partnership with Graceland, this Australian exclusive exhibition explores the life and style of Elvis Presley. On now until July 17, tickets from bendigoartgallery.com.au.